Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the news with the international scene in Euro 2020. And Eric Laporte claimed his first international goal, and Ferran Torres scored his with his first touch as Spain secured qualification from Group E with a crushing 5-0 win over Slovakia. Laporte, who was in the heart of the defence alongside Eric Garcia, headed home in the first half stoppage time to double the three-time champions' advantage in an emphatic victory in Seville. Torres then got it on the act himself after being brought off the bench, instantly adding to Spain's tally of the fourth on the night as they reached the Euro 2020 knockout stages in style. Into other news, and with really speculation regarding the future of defenders Taylor Howard-Bellis, he's looking to try and get a productive loan spell last season by cutting his teeth in the Belgian league with Anderlecht. Reports suggest that, of course, going forward, he could well be one of the stars for City. The Anderlecht, managed by Vincent Kompany, are looking to try and bring him in for next season. Manchester Evening News believe the deal could be a make or break for him next season. If he excels, it could well be that he's coming back into the fold under Pep Guardiola. Into a player that could be on his way out of the club permanently, and Leeds United are set to announce the permanent signing of Man City winger Jack Harrison next week. Reports suggest the Whites are set to confirm deals for a number of players, but Harrison will be there first for the first team. He's been on loan with Leeds for the last three seasons and a bid to try and make a name for himself in England. He had a stellar campaign last season. The big talking point in the transfer window, though, is Harry Kane's future. Man City are willing to wait 12 months in order to land the Spurs striker. City made their move to sign Kane early this week. Reports suggesting the club have made an opening £100 million pound offer for the Lily Whites forward. Pep Guardiola has said now that his pursuit of the 3-time Golden Boot winner can be on hold if the Spurs do not agree to a deal. It could see the likes of Gabriel Jesus, Raheem Sterling or Emerick Laporte going the other way, but Spurs are playing hardball for now, and it remains to be seen how long City can wait. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.